Welcome to the Sleepy Pig Social Media Management Podcast. I'm so excited you're here. Let's go ahead and get started. What's poppin', piglets? Hi guys, welcome back to the Sleepy Pig Podcast. So I know that I did miss an episode for Labor Day, but I actually decided to go out to the lake and enjoy myself. And I really hope that you guys got the opportunity to embrace Labor Day as well. It's sort of a weird holiday. I always forget that it's going to be there. And for whatever reason, I always get it mixed up with Memorial Day, even though they are just two completely different things. I don't know. But anyways, so what we're going to try to go over for this podcast is actually something that I have been hearing a lot about. I've been seeing a lot of people say and spread sort of false information on this topic. This topic is going to be Facebook / Instagram ads. I'm so excited. So obviously as a social media manager, this is something that I am in and out of daily. I really love and also hate Facebook and Instagram ads. Something really important to remember with this podcast is this is being recorded September 2020. Facebook ads completely changes. I mean, I want to say like at least guaranteed every quarter. So what I'm going to try to speak on is really general, easy stuff to follow and should stay persistent throughout at least hopefully maybe the next year. But just, you know, a reminder that everything is still changing. And I would definitely, you know, if it is a year or two later, maybe try to scroll up and see if I have any updates on this. So on that note, we are going to go ahead and jump right in. Okay, so the first thing that we are going to discuss is something that I didn't even realize was an issue, but I'm in, you know, so many different forums with a lot of different business owners, different things like that, and this is a genuine problem. So Facebook ads is not clicking on a post on your Facebook or Instagram feed and clicking promote or boost. This is simply boosting a post. This is not running an advertisement. This is really essential because there are so many people that do not have an actual ads manager set up. They're just going directly through, you know, Instagram or Facebook, and it's limiting your options, it's limiting your targeting, and it's not giving you the option for conversions, catalog sales, things like that. So your goal with Facebook ads may be to get sales, but if you are just going through Facebook or Instagram, you know, news feeds and clicking boost or promote, that is not going to get you sales. Okay, so now you know we need to go through a different way of doing this. So how do you set this up? A lot of people that sort of have had this issue either, you know, have a Facebook or an Instagram, specifically maybe just an Instagram. And in order to properly set up and run Facebook ads, you will need a Facebook account. Now, I know you need to be on all of these different platforms. It's so hard to maintain, but you can so easily do this. Facebook allows you to use the Creator Studio, which is a pre-scheduling program that you can use absolutely for free. You can also set it up where you, every time you post on Instagram, it gets posted to Facebook. Every time you post to Facebook, it gets posted to Instagram. Now, am I going to recommend that you do that? No, because, you know, on Instagram, you're using hashtags, different things like that. It's very different from the phrasing you would use on Facebook. However, I do understand, you know, you're super busy. You're packing or fulfilling orders. You're doing all this stuff. So if that's what you need just to maintain a Facebook account, that's definitely something that can be done. So you've made your now Facebook account. If you haven't already, you will need to set up a business manager and then going through business manager, creating a Facebook ad account. Now this is super easy to do. If you want a step-by-step, you can go ahead and head over to my website, thesleepypigsmm.com, and click on the article that corresponds with today's podcast, and I'll give you sort of a short video on how to go ahead and do that. The whole process takes like less than 15 minutes. And again, this is going to give you way more targeting options, and it's going to allow you to actually get the sales that you are looking for, not just through boosting a post. Now, going from there, what type of ads should you actually be running? So in Facebook, it actually separates the ads between, boosted or brand awareness and reach, and then, engagement, website traffic, different things like that, and then catalog sales, conversions, different things like that. Now, if it was me and my goal was sales, I would try to stay away from, brand awareness and reach. I would also probably stay away from page likes. Page likes you can actually only run on Facebook because of course, it being page likes. However, from there, I like to separate and think of my ads in three different categories: cold, warm, and hot. So again, if I was running an e-commerce store and my goal was sales, my cold ad would be website traffic. My warm ad would be catalog sales and just targeting people that have interacted with that traffic ad. And then my hot sales in another, again, type of ad, I would do again catalog sales conversions. And I would specifically target people that had interacted with the catalog sales ad and people who had clicked on certain buttons on my website. Now, that was kind of a lot. How do we do that? So, first things first, it is essential that you install the pixel on your website and go ahead and set it up. It's super easy. It tracks, who people that are clicking on different buttons, what they're doing on the page. It's really fantastic. You can target them from there. For a traffic, a cold ad, I would use it's called just sort of a typical audience, or it's not called a typical audience, but you just go in and fill out the interest, the age, the gender, different things like that, sort of a basic audience. Also, maybe doing a lookalike audience. Now, this lookalike audience is based on people who already like, your Facebook or Instagram page, who have already engaged with it. And Facebook will choose people that they think are very, very similar to those people. They look like them. So again, for the cold traffic ad, I'm going to do a lookalike audience, or I'm going to do sort of a basic audience based off of interests. Now, for my warm catalog sales, like I said, I am going to retarget everybody who has clicked on that traffic ad, anyone who has engaged with any of my posts in the past, and a good timeline for retargeting, how many days it's been since somebody has engaged. I think it really depends on your account. For me, I'm going to do 60 to 90. But again, that's kind of up to your discretion. I would never do 365 just because that is too broad for me. However, if you wanted to retarget for your cold traffic ad, maybe you could do 365 and try to get those people to engage again. Now, sometimes if your account is not big enough to do that yet, then I would again add in some more basic targeting to that as well. Now for your hot sales, like I said, it's essentially you have the pixel installed for this. I would target anyone who has clicked add to cart and maybe not checkout. I would retarget anybody who has interacted with, you know, a photo on the website of a product photo or sort of just clicked on the website. They're already aware of you. They're already in the back. You're already in the back of their minds. So it's just, you know, giving them a gentle reminder that you're still here and their business is important to you. Now, through your ads manager, you'll be able to see engagement. This is technically categorizing your boosted posts because the typical agenda of a boosted post is engagement. So, you know, why is that even still there? Kirsten, you just told me a minute ago, you know, stop doing that. Now, I think once you have a really solid ad strategy down, you need those boosted posts to go ahead and drive engagement for retargeting. And this is really essential. So, and this I will say too, this also really helps to get your account in front of other people because, you know, people are liking the posts. You have more probability of showing up in their friends' feed, different things like that. It's also great for on platform search engine optimization. You know, the more likes and comments you have on a page, the farther up you're going to show for your niche, different things like that, of course. So again, don't completely cut the budget for boosted posts. I would say, you know, put anywhere between $5 to $20 on a boosted post, $20 being sort of the max I would ever do on a boosted post, and then keeping those short. Your ad should definitely run much longer than the boosted post. The boosted post should only run for, I would say, max, you know, 5 to 7 days. If you really love a post so much, turn it into a full ad for sure. So again, you know, don't make boosted posts your number one priority. They aren't going to get you sales. However, they are going to drive the retargeting to get those sales in the end. So they are essential. Leave some room in your budget, but don't make them your number one focus. Now, this is more sort of a tip section, these things. You know, everything I sort of talked about in my world, I think is going to be essential. You need to focus on, you know, the cold, warm, hot, lookalike audiences, custom audiences, boosted posts, things like that. But what I'm going to get into now is going to be a little bit more subjective. When you talk to different social media managers, they're going to tell you different things here. So just a heads up. So the number one, the next thing I'm really going to talk about is daily versus total budget. In my experience, and again, there are people that will fight me on this, so you kind of have to experiment on your own and what works for you, your goals, and your account. I personally am never going to set my budget to a daily, like $5 a day. Now, that is an option, and it works great for some people. However, in my experience, making Facebook spend X amount of money a day gets you a higher cost per result and more quantity versus quality. I would do a total budget, let Facebook sort of take over and play with how much money it wants to spend per day. Also, this is essential because, you know, you're making Facebook spend X amount of dollars in 24 hours. So they could be putting the post out to people at 2 a.m. when that is, you know, vaguely your audience or different things like that. I just don't believe in daily. Another thing is with total budget, Facebook optimizes per day. So say for instance, Facebook knows that a majority of your audience is on Thursdays and Fridays. Don't you want Facebook to optimize and spend more of your budget then? That just makes more sense to me, I guess. But again, people will fight me on that. Now, things that I really think that you need to watch, and I can't necessarily give guidance on, it's just something you need to watch as you run ads, is the frequency placement, and always look at your ad while it's in review. So, starting out, frequency, if your ad is being showed to the same person 500 times, that's not ideal. That is not a good use of your budget. Watch the frequency. You can definitely set it higher or lower. Typically, for me, when I see, I guess not necessarily for an e-commerce account, but for a service account, my ad typically shows up to the same person about 1.5 times on average, so 1 to 2 times. But again, I understand being in e-commerce and really wanting to push something, so I would go, up to 3 to 5 times, but 5 being the max. Now, you need to also look at placement because if your ad is performing the best on the Facebook news feed and maybe Facebook stories, although that would be kind of odd, the Facebook news feed, maybe stop putting your energy as much into Instagram and start putting it into Facebook. Maybe that is where your audience is. Or, say your ad is performing better on Instagram stories and Facebook Messenger. Definitely utilize those two things to then match your ad. Does that make sense? Now, the next thing is just sort of a rule of thumb, in my opinion. I always send my advertisement. There is a way on Facebook, if you go to, view your full ad, you can send it as a notification to your account, and you can send it to your account on Facebook and Instagram. So you can look at it multiple different ways. And I always do this because I like to test, what it actually is going to look like in the background, with the Facebook background, with everything around it. Is this going to be eye-catching? Do I see myself wanting to click on this? Or not necessarily yourself, but your target audience. If I was them, would I want to click on this? And I think that is really essential. And that's where a lot of social media managers go wrong, is they slap a photo on an ad, write a caption, and then just assume people are going to click on it. But really testing your ad to yourself is going to let you know, oh my goodness, I hate this. There's no way I'm going to click on this. Or yes, oh my goodness, this looks amazing. Now, the other thing that I'm going to really encourage you to utilize is the variations of ads. Now, I would go as far as to say, make multiple target audiences and test them in the cold, warm, hot, of course, things like that, but also test the look of your ad. I would honestly do 3 to 5 variations of every single ad, and that doesn't necessarily have to be dramatic changes. Maybe it's just caption variations, but the same photos, different things like that. This is going to be really essential because it doesn't matter who you are. You can be a social media manager that has been doing this for a bajillion years and you're super pro at everything, whatever. You never know. You never know what people are going to click on. I have sometimes made an ad and gone, this is the one that people are going to click on based on my marketing knowledge, human psychology, different things like that. And I've been completely wrong. You just want to make sure all of your bases are covered. So definitely do multiple variations of ads. I would also be sure to utilize the sort of multimedia ads that Facebook has been creating. So, what does this mean? Utilize videos. Utilize carousel ads. People love to swipe through carousel ads, and this is sort of similar to, getting catalog sales or things like that. And it doesn't necessarily have to be featuring your product. It can be, how to stay warm in the winter, kind of phrasing it differently, and then show all of your warm products, coats, gloves, hats, whatever, as they swipe through the carousel ad. That sort of adds value, and it's not as salesy. But again, people love swiping through and taking that extra action with the carousel ads. The other one that I'm gonna highly suggest, I love this. They are so fun to create. It can be a little bit frustrating at first, but I highly recommend is the interactive experience ads. Now, these are really fantastic because they let you feature multiple photos, and within each sort of photo section, it lets you add a text. So you can say, oh my goodness, look at this coat, look at all the features of the, the texture, how it fits on your body. Just it lets you sort of break down different things. And it's also a great way to tell a story, build that emotional connection to the product or service. Highly, highly recommend those. Now, sort of going through everything else, a huge thing that's really subjective is audiences. And I know you want me to be like, this is the good audience for you, but really you have to test this. It can be a little bit frustrating, but that's why social media managers, they create the ad, but they also manage the ad. And you will have to play around with this a little bit. Obviously, highly recommend lookalikes and retargeting for those warm and cold or warm and hot ads, but for your cold ad, definitely play with the interest. Some things that I always like to do when I'm trying to think of interests for an account are kind of create a persona. Think of somebody that I know that is the target audience, that is the ideal buyer. And I like to think, what do they like? Just sort of on a basic level. Then, what does their day-to-day look like? What are they eating from the minute they wake up to the minute they go to sleep? What are their favorite activities? An interesting sort of case study here is I run social for some retirement homes. The first thought that comes to mind is, oh, it's going to be somebody who is super old. But actually, the person who is typically signing their person, the resident up, is their loved one. So that is, typically older parents with older children. So, and they're of course signing their parents up, so their child's grandparent. So you have to think they are super busy. Obviously, they are signing up for a caretaker because they cannot be the caretaker to their parent. So they typically, have kids. They are like 35 to 55. Think about how busy they are all the time, different things like that. And of course, that can also influence your content. And that sort of moves me into our next talk is content. It is so important that you're running an ad. You have to have the content to support it. Because while the idea is that somebody is going to go and click on the website and make a purchase, it's also very probable that they click on the account that is associated with the ad and they go to visit your page. You want them, when they visit your page, to feel informed. You want them to. You want them to feel like they know your story and then will go click off and visit your website. I've seen it so many times where I see an ad for, let's say, a pair of shoes, and then I click on it to go see more about the shoes on the Instagram page, and I cannot see the pair of shoes anywhere on the Instagram page. If possible, be sure to pin the post if it's on Facebook, or at least make sure that on Instagram it is a recently posted post, within the last month, depending on how much you're posting. Just make sure that it is in there and easily findable, if that's a word. But again, it's so essential to have your content support your ad because people are likely to go and check you out for more information. So that is all that I have in terms of Facebook ads. I hope this was very helpful to you guys. Again, this is something that I'm seeing all over forums where people are boosting a post, calling it an advertisement, and while it is a paid advertisement, it's not getting them sales. And overall, I mean, that's everybody's goal. So, again, if you guys need a refresher, I know I went over a ton. Once you get into it, it'll be super easy to follow. But of course, you can always visit my website, www.thesleepypigsmm.com. There is an article walking through all of these steps and also a short video on how to set up a business manager. And I'll also kind of show you a little bit of what Ads Manager looks like, just so you can get an idea of it. If you're sort of on the fence, you know, is this worth it? How is this different? I promise once you get in, it's really simple. You'll be able to definitely figure it out. And then, of course, I'm also on Instagram. I haven't been utilizing it as much just because I was gone for Labor Day, but follow me everywhere, the Sleepy Pig SMM. Okay, that is it for today's podcast. I'll talk to you guys next week. Bye.